Systemic Teaching About Christian Life Series Walking in Newness of Life Distribution conditions of this material are described at zoominchristianlife.org. Subject of this audio Walking in Truth Chapter 1 Walking in Conformity with the Condition that Generated Newness of Life for a Christian The theme Walking in Truth is a continuation of the Walking in Newness of Life series and is preceded by a sequence of subjects in which various aspects are addressed that are related to the proper support for a Christian to be able to walk effectively in the new life that is granted to him or her as a new creature in Christ Jesus, just as in them were also addressed several practical aspects to which a Christian is called to pay attention in terms of walking in the Lord. And although the themes mentioned in the previous paragraph already contain a large number of aspects that exemplify and demonstrate that Christians, as a result of living in fellowship with Christ, are also called to walk in the newness of life in Christ Jesus in the most diverse aspects of their lives in the present world. We understand that the specific point about Christians being called to walk in the truth reiterates the vocation of God for them mentioned above still in another particular or very peculiar way. God's calling for every Christian to walk in the truth, in turn, is also worthy of special mention, among many other aspects, because just as God's righteousness and grace permeate all aspects of God's will and actions, even being inseparable aspects of the generation of a person as a new creature in Christ Jesus, so it is with the truth. And this is so because the truth is also inseparable from the Lord, His will, His actions, the constitution of a person as a Christian, and God's calling for each Christian. God's calling for Christians to walk in the truth, as well as to walk in God's grace and righteousness, is a calling for them to walk in conformity with the attributes of God by which they could receive the condition of saved, redeemed, or new creatures in Christ Jesus. It is a calling for the children of God to walk according to the attributes of God that originated their condition as Christians or belonging to the Heavenly Father's family. Thus, each Christian is called to walk in the grace of the Lord, the righteousness of God, and the truth first because each one of them is also the fruit of each one of the attributes of God in reference, which, in turn, are the fruit of the light of the Lord, as the following texts show us. Ephesians 5:8-10. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. Ephesians 4:23-25. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness. James 1:18. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. In still other words, a Christian is called to walk in the truth because one was begotten or made alive in Christ through the truth itself precisely to also live and walk in the truth. Given this, the fact that God highlights that Christians were begotten by the truth to walk in the truth is of vital importance, for in this way, He instructs Christians that they, from the moment of their conception as new creatures, already have in their hearts the requirements for also to be able to walk in the truth. And for this, they no longer need to be subject to a life contrary to the truth and in which they were imprisoned before knowing Christ Jesus as the Lord of their lives. If, on the one hand, God's calling for a Christian to walk in the truth is related to the benefits that this brings to the person who walks in the truth and to the purpose for which a person is redeemed in the Lord, on the other hand, knowing that a Christian is called to walk in the truth, because one is the fruit of it, also comes to clarify what is given to an individual in the Lord from the beginning of one's Christian life so that one can also be amply supported to advance in what one is called to walk. By evidencing that a Christian, already in one's new birth, was begotten by the righteousness of God and by the truth, God also shows that he does not require a Christian to accomplish something for which this Christian was not begotten. That is, God only calls Christians for them to walk in what is part of the characteristic of the new creature that they became in Christ Jesus. God does not call a Christian to walk in the light without first offering him or her the light and the condition to walk in the light. A principle that similarly also applies to the calling to walk in truth. Light and truth go together. And those who present propositions that want to dissociate these two fundamental aspects of the true Christian life propose deception. 1 John 1:6. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. John 3:21. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. Therefore, God calls his children to walk in the light because they were begotten of light or made children of light before they can walk in the light, just as God also calls his children to walk in the truth because they have already been begotten according to the truth and according to heavenly righteousness. Just as God works according to righteousness and truth in everything because these characteristics are inherent to his being, so the Lord first grants the attribute of truth and righteousness to Christians so that they too may live and walk in the condition of these new attributes which they received from God by receiving Christ Jesus as Lord. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Psalms 89:14. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne, mercy and truth go before your face. Psalms 45:4. And in your majesty ride prosperously because of truth, humility, and righteousness, and your right hand shall teach you awesome things. John 1:16-17. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. 2 John 1:2-3. Because of the truth which abides in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with you from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love.